You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
George Bernard Shaw called his play Arms and the Man a comedy of ideas. Shaw wrote the play in 1894, skewering the accepted heroic notions of war and romantic love. Laura Lamb saw Arms and the Man at the Frederick Wood Theatre at UBC, and she's here to talk about it. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Jane.
So for those of us who don't know too much about him, who was he, George Bernard Shaw?
Well, his dates are 1856 to 1950.
That's a long life.
Yeah, yeah, and he was busy the whole time. he's considered one of the most famous English playwrights. In fact, he's second only to Shakespeare in the line of English playwrights. He was not only a playwright, he was also an essayist, a critic, a thinker, a social radical. He thought he had many different interests. He founded the London School of Economics, or co-founded it. He was a feminist. He was a vegetarian. he was a socialist. And he was quite a celebrity. Lots of ideas that were very radical at his in his time, and maybe not so much now. He's very famous for aphorisms, which are still repeated today. For instance, England and America are two countries separated by a common language.
You know, I know that one, but I didn't know it was Shaw.
Yeah, yeah. Some of these I didn't know were Shaw either. If all economists were laid end to end, they would not reach a conclusion. and he was I think also well known for being a bit of a pain in the ass, a real egotist. He had an ego to match his reputation and more. So I ran into this quote: "The longer I live, the more I see that I am never wrong about anything, and all the pains I have so humbly taken to verify my notions have only been a waste of my time." And he was very one of the most idealistic, conscientious things that he did was he opposed the First World War very strongly with essays and public speeches. And for this, he was roundly condemned, vilified, and there was even talk of charging him with treason. His career completely stopped by the condemnation of his opposition to the war, and he had to kind of reinvent himself afterwards.
What is Arms and the Man about?
Well, it's set in Bulgaria during the Serbo-Bulgarian War of 1885, and the main character is a young, very upper-class woman named Raina, who is engaged to a cavalry officer who she idolizes as a hero. When an enemy soldier climbs in her bedroom window, the story begins.
Is it a radical play?
Perhaps in 1885 it was a bit edgy. It was never unpopular, though. So, you know, I mean, how radical could it have been if on its opening night it received a standing ovation? And there's an anecdote about that. Apparently, while everyone else was standing and clapping for the author, one man was hissing, and Shaw said, "I quite agree with you, but who are we against so many?"
So what does the play say about war, then?
The main point of the play is that war is not a grand, glorious, heroic affair. It doesn't conform to Raina's romantic ideals about heroism and the bravery of her soldier, you know, her officer leading a charge. At one point, the same character, her fiancé, having been disillusioned, says, "Soldiering is a coward's art, attacking mercilessly when strong and keeping out of harm's way when weak." Hmm. So there's there's a realistic kind of criticism of war. The character of the enemy soldier, whose name is Bluntschli, states he's kind of the straight man, or he's the kind of person who says the facts, and he forthrightly tells Raina about what it's like to be a soldier, the fear, the hunger, the exhaustion, a little bit of the horror, but not really, not what we're used to, you know, a contemporary audience seeing the horror of war in movies. But also the idea that war is a business, a profession, a trade. It's not a glorious adventure. And this is several times mentioned that the art of war, the art of being a soldier, is not for nobles, it's for the bourgeois, and they operate it like a business.
Do you think it's relevant to today's audiences?
Well, it must be somewhat relevant, because the play is constantly produced, and the audience that I was in the other night was obviously quite amused. So it can't be totally irrelevant, but I don't think it's as funny as it used to be, although it's still funny.
What is the source of the humor?
Well, there's lots of different ways that Shaw gets jokes. It's my companion the other night when we left said it was sort of like a sitcom, and I think that he meant that, you know, any way you can get as many jokes per square inch, you know, that's what he did. He used stereotypes a lot, especially making fun of the Bulgarians. For instance, Raina says at one point, "Bulgarians in our position wash our hands nearly every day." So, and there were there was no protest from the Bulgarians in the audience when I was there.
There's plain old British xenophobia, though. Though I guess he was Irish, right?
Yes, yeah. He makes fun of the British a bit. There's kind of clever lines, you know, like for instance, when Raina tells Bluntschli, "My fiance will kill you if he finds out." He says, "Well, you better not tell him then." When Bluntschli is challenged to a duel by the fiance with sabers, he says, "Well, actually, you know, since you challenged me, I get to pick the weapons, and since I usually use a machine gun, that's what we'll be using." So, and there's lots of clowning, like just pure buffoonery, just the fiancé and Raina's father are both kind of typical upper-class pompous buffoons, and they in this production they play that to the max, with them fumbling with their swords and fumbling with everything, and kind of falling over themselves and having very grand ideas about themselves, which are constantly being skewered by the situation. But I think what's probably lost is probably the shock factor, which is where a lot of humor comes from, is from being shocked. And I think you know, we understand that time, the Victorian period, is being particularly prudish and very polite and very conventional. So all this kind of forthright statement of the bald facts must have been quite shocking and quite funny at the time.
What about the comedy of ideas? Is there a lot to think about in the play?
Well, one thing I noticed about the comedy of ideas is compared to the avant-garde theater that I see a lot of, Shaw really does all your thinking for you. But it's kind of fun. You know, it makes you feel clever because first you're kind of surprised by the insights that the characters state, and then you join them and you feel insightful and kind of proud of yourself. And there's a lot of kind of reversals. So at one point, two servants, and there's a lot of stuff about the relationship of the classes in this play. One servant is berating the other one for not being servile enough and telling her that she can get into a lot of trouble and she should know her place and so on. You know, you're sitting there thinking, oh my God, you know, what a wimp he is, you know. And then she says, "You have the soul of a servant." And he says, "Oh yes, that's the secret of my success." So those kind of little turns are, you know, those kind of reversed expectations are really where the comedy of ideas comes in. One of the things I liked best was the fiancé character, this pompous buffoon of a upper class twit. who thinks that he's a great hero, and you think you know that character, and you've been laughing at him, ha ha ha, and then all of a sudden he comes around and says, who is the real me? Am I the hero? Am I the buffoon? I'm a fool, I'm a buffoon, I'm a blackguard, I'm a coward. And you're thinking, oh my God, he's not quite as, you know, there's more to respect here than you thought. And the next minute he's back to being a complete buffoon again. So I kind of feel like I get Shaw now, and he's very likable. His characters are very likable. The whole thing is kind of open-hearted and generous.
What did you think of the production by the UBC School of Theatre?
Well, I thought it was pretty great. It's a student production, and the only thing that reminded me while I was watching that it was a student production was the youth of the actors. You know, the older characters looked like they were being played by actors who were too young, of course. But I thought, really, it's probably not easy walking that line between showing a character to be a complete idiot and then showing that they're also likable and rather complex. And quite a few of the characters had to walk that line, and I think the director and the actors did a really good job, and I was pretty impressed with these kids.
Well, thanks, Laura.
You're welcome.
I guess we get to see it until March 27th, too. I've been talking to Laura Lamb about George Bernard Shaw's Arms and the Man. The play continues at the Frederick Wood Theatre on the UBC campus, and it's through until next Saturday.